Now on WAKG, from the entertainment capital of the world, here's Hollywood Doug with the latest celebrity scoop.
Hollywood Doug, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Miss Carol Metz. How are you?
I am doing well. We are having some sunshine for the first time in, I don't know, like 3 months out here. So I know you're from the sunshine area, being in California, but you've got some cold temperatures this morning.
Yeah, it's been 10 below all week, Carol.
10
below 60.
Yeah.
and I am freezing. I am not used to this. I am so used to it being, you know, above 70. So
yeah,
I've had to actually break out a jacket.
That's right. You move out there, and it's just kind of you lose all of your toughness, I guess, because, yeah, out here we've been wet and cold, but today does look like a nice day, and it's always beautiful in Hollywood, I'm sure. I've been seeing some things on your social media. You get around in a good way. I mean, you're everywhere.
And I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it's so funny, but I saw, like, security, because Oscars are going on, and I saw some pictures with yellow tape, and I guess that's part of the security.
Yeah, security, you know, for the Oscars, it is crazy, Carol. It's more than when, say, a big political figure or somebody comes to town.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Hollywood is locked down. This whole week, it is locked down. I mean, when the day of the Oscars, they have people on the buildings with guns. They have armed guards all over the streets. And, I mean, they even do this funny thing. They even seal shut the manholes for Hollywood Boulevard, because that's where the red carpet is.
Okay.
All the way down Hollywood Boulevard. And it always makes me laugh. I'm like, who is going to come up through the manhole? I mean, maybe this year Tonya Harding, you know, might try to steal an Oscar. I don't know. But it always makes me laugh that they do all this security. But it is for a good cause. I mean, you do have every actor, you know, well-known actor and producer and writer in the building in the Dolby Theater for that night. So if something happened, it would be terrible. But security is crazy, crazy this whole week.
Well, let me ask you, is it like that every time there's an award show in Hollywood, or do they ramp it up a little bit for the Oscars?
No, this one's definitely ramped up. Definitely ramped up more for the Oscars. I mean, this is the 90th Oscars, and mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel's hosting, and his show is actually right across the street. So when he gets done with the show, he just walks across right to the Oscars. So, yeah, it's a little bit more this year with all the things that are happening in the world, but... yeah, it's usually pretty high.
Okay, so Oscars Sunday night, we'll be watching that. Meanwhile, Oprah has a movie, and she decided to premiere it last night. Is that what happened?
Yeah, you know, the whole Oscars setup, it takes over the whole Hollywood Boulevard.
Right.
And that's where all the premieres happen. You've seen through my social media where mm-hmm. some of the premieres have happened. And, of course, you know, this is A Wrinkle in Time is Oprah and Reese Witherspoon's new movie, and it comes out, I think it comes out in March. And she had her premiere last night, and God forbid, she had it right where the Oscars are. You know, and only Oprah can do that.
I mean, it was right
on Hollywood Boulevard. They pushed it down just a little bit. It premiered at the El Capitan, which is a nice, huge theater where Jimmy Kimmel films his show. And nobody but Oprah could have this right during Oscar week. I mean, it was crazy. I tried to get close, and if you see my Facebook and Instagram, you know, I got a few pictures, but I couldn't even get close. I mean, I even floated our name really hard, Carol. We couldn't even get up there. But
you know what?
That's Oprah.
That's Oprah. That's it. We just haven't made it to that level yet, have we, Doug?
We haven't made it to that level, but it was kind of cool, though, because Reese was there, and she had her kids, and she put them all over social media. But she actually came to town a couple days early, and we got her out. She was on Hollywood Boulevard, and, of course, she has a star on the Walk of Fame.
Right.
And she actually was down on her knees, cleaning her star and talking to it, and it is the cutest thing ever. And if you look on social media, you can probably find it, but she was telling the star, you know, you look so good, girl, don't you worry, don't let anybody step all over you. You know, it was such a cute thing, so it was a good video to see. You have to check it out.
All right, and I'm glad that those two have teamed up for this movie. This is a Disney movie. It's going to be a family-friendly movie. Are you hearing any critiques of it yet?
Just a few rumblings, because it hasn't, you know, it just premiered last night, and we tried to stay out and get some people coming out, but didn't get a really chance to do that. But everybody's saying it's going to be great. I mean, just looking at it through the trailers, this film is going to be huge. I mean, I thought Black Panther was huge.
Mm-hmm.
This one is going to be right up there as far as ticket sales, I believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, the trailers do look amazing, and I am looking forward to seeing that. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that takes us back to, what, the 90s or so?
Yeah, the 90s. We talked about it a couple of shows ago about how it was going to be rebooted, and I got word this morning that it's probably still going to be rebooted, but it's going to have a title change. It's not going to be The Fresh Prince. It's going to be The Fresh Princess.
Oh,
so they're saying Will Smith still might be involved, but it is going to involve a female character. So that's going to be kind of, you know, nice to see, and we'll see how that turns out.
Maybe his daughter will be involved in it. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Or maybe Jada will be there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Oh, I know. She's amazing, too, his wife. I love her. Earlier this morning, I had a story on our earlier edition of our Hollywood Report. Mark Hamill, and I forget his first name. His last name is Gunn. He is the producer of
James.
The Guardians. James Gunn. Okay. He's
right.
The producer of the Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Somebody on Twitter suggested that James should hire Mark to be in Guardians Volume 3. And what I had this morning was that they are talking, but you've got a little bit more.
Well, yeah. Now, some fan had put on Twitter, hey, you know, James, you should hire Mark Hamill. He would be great in Guardians of the Galaxy 3. And then James came back and said, well, you know what? He does live around the corner from me in Malibu, so maybe we'll have coffee. And then Mark Hamill chimed in and said, you know what, James? I would love to talk to you. So they've actually are talking about meeting, and we're hearing that he might already have a role.
Oh, wow.
So we're not even sure. You know, I mean, he was Luke Skywalker in Star Wars.
Sure.
And, you know, Disney owns both, you know, of those franchises, mm-hmm. Guardians and Star Wars. So who knows? We don't know if he's going to be Luke Skywalker or if he's going to be a new character. We were talking about it a few minutes ago. I don't know which one he's going to be, but it's going to be great regardless if he gets hired.
Sure. Yeah,
and
I mean,
who knew
his name. Yeah.
Yeah, and who knew that Twitter could be used for a good thing?
You never know what you're going to read on Twitter, right?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Hollywood Doug, hashtag Hollywood Doug. You're on social media everywhere. Your Instagram, you're all over the place. Of course, Facebook. Jason Douglas is your professional name. And you do work for a very reputable media magazine that we cannot name. But would we ever maybe occasionally catch you on television?
Yes, every once in a while. A lot last year. This year I'm doing other things. But, you very well might.
You very well might. All right, you'll have to let us know.
And, absolutely.
All right, we appreciate your call this morning and getting us up to speed on everything that is going on out there in Hollywood. If folks have a question, what's the best way to reach you?
Any social media platform, Jason Douglas, and I will answer you back, I promise.
All right, Hollywood Doug, thank you so much. Have a great week.
Thank you, Carol. You too.